It's a download here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. In studio with me now is Scott Smith, our new media contributor. We got a lot to talk about tonight. Scott's the director of editorial content at Teamworks Media, and he joins us regularly here on the program. Good to see you.
Good to see you.
All right, so let's first talk about, I think it falls into the category, media is Yahoo. The Yahoo Messenger and Yahoo email hacked in a way that 500 million users could be compromised.
Right.
Talk about this, because this seems to be something that just keeps happening over and over and over. How is it changing the way that we use media and I guess look at technology?
Well, it is continuing to happen, and it will continue to happen. 500 million accounts stolen. It's important to keep in mind that it's hard to actually respond immediately to this, because this happened 2 years ago and they're just now disclosing this. And honestly, I've recently dealt with some identity theft where I had people opening like 5 credit cards in my name and things like that. I'm a pretty careful person, but we've all heard about big data breaches with Target and Chase and everything else. It is up to you to secure your personal data to the extent that you can. Do things like limit the use of your social security number. Like, everybody asks for that. You don't necessarily have to give it out. Nobody's going to come and yell at you,
In your situation, was the identity theft, was it as strong as like stealing a social security number?
Yeah. They had everything. Man. Phone number, address, all that kind of stuff.
So they were able to open bank accounts and credit cards and things of that nature.
And at this point, there are so many systems in place that you can pretty quickly catch that and put fraud alerts in your credit reports and call the companies and they immediately close them and you're not responsible for the charges.
But still, it's a pain in the butt.
Yeah, and you don't know what else is out there. And so, comparatively speaking, I got off pretty lucky. There are plenty of people who get their stuff, hacked through, say, iTunes or Amazon passwords, your banking, online banking, Gmail. All of those, it's important to have as sort of unique and secure passwords
as possible.
And
that's what I think the lesson here, and you're seeing it more and more, and it's not necessarily a media story, but it's a technology story, that they set up programs, hackers set up programs to take the information they got from Yahoo and try it on Gmail and try it on Facebook, try it on Instagram. And if you're using the same password for all of them or the same username, there's a good chance you're going to have problems in the future because they will be able to hack into your accounts.
That's right. And I will say, this could become a big media story because Verizon obviously has a deal in place to buy Yahoo's core internet business. But it seems like Verizon was caught unaware of this, that this had happened 2 years ago. And there are some people who are saying that this might change the nature of the sale. So that's a sort of to be continued story right there.
So interesting. All right. We'll continue to move on. One area, I think, if we want to move to social media, this is something I think that, we're seeing so much when it comes to the political season. We had a conversation with Al Genie not too long ago just about the idea that's fanaticism and everybody digging in on one side or another about who they're going to vote for or what their political leanings are. And we're seeing it more and more in 2016 than we ever have. But it's interesting because we're seeing politicians embrace social media in a new way as new tools come available. We saw President Obama in 2008 use email and Twitter and other things to really revolutionize the way campaigns were done. In 2016, we're seeing it on a local level. Illinois Governor Bruce Rauner's using it.
Right. So he was using Facebook Live recently, trying to show that he's, down with the youth or possibly down with the grandmas, I guess, who are now using Facebook.
He's down with the tool that says you can go live.
Right, the button. Yeah. And that's the thing, too. He was kind of treating this as a press conference on Facebook. The first question was put to him by a good friend of his, a state representative who is very friendly with him. Most of the questions seemed cherry-picked to sort of push the turnaround agenda. He was announcing the bicentennial office.
Right.
This was kind of pretty standard stuff without any actual real hardball questions.
But people, again, as we talk about social media, the people who are picking up the governor's feed may like the governor and they don't necessarily want him challenged in a Facebook Live setting, right?
I mean, that's true. There are definitely some haters. You saw the little red-faced angry emojis floating across the screen as he was there in his blazer and casual shirt.
Yeah, right.
So there are definitely some people who are out there upset at the nature of what happened, and I think that's a lesson, is if you're going to go into these platforms that are supposed to be a little bit more, quote-unquote, real and authentic and behind the scenes, if you try to stage them too much, it ends up coming across as kind of lame, and yeah. and you end up sort of not really achieving the goal you set out for yourself.
I, for one, am getting to the point, and I've seen this a lot on social media, where people are really starting to check out. I mean, every day there's just you're inundated with you know political Trump articles, Hillary articles. It's constant. How do we? I mean, is there any way to sort of filter this stuff out, or should, if someone is not into this, you just get off social media till November?
This is coming up a lot with iOS 10 just being launched, and it's very heavy on notifications, so your phone is like constantly yelling at you. There's a good article in Quartz that said, you know, there's a couple different ways to deal with that. Disable Touch ID, shut down notifications, remove widgets from your home screens, so you're not feeling constantly bombarded. But this has been a big thing in the political season, and over the last year, as we've seen a lot of live video of incredibly violent events show up automatically, so people are saying, you know, shut off autoplay videos on Twitter and Facebook. You know, you'll have to actually press the button in order to see them. Shut off your notifications. You don't necessarily need a bump from your phone every time somebody likes something on Instagram, right?
Yeah, well, some of us need that.
Some of us need that. I think but you can go in and you can open up the app, and then you're sort of see all of the likes all at once,
like
rather than
to
drips and drabs.
I like to post a picture myself and then put my phone right in front of me. And
you are big with the selfies, it's true.
I put my hands back and I go, let the likes come in.
Right. No, I mean, that's great, but then when you're having people yelling at you about whatever, you know, new outrage there is, or, you know, there's constantly people on a Facebook post, you know, jumping in with additional comments. I've learned that it is totally okay to be like, I feel like I've gotten everything I could get out of this conversation. I'm going to turn off the notifications on this conversation on Facebook. I'm going to hide this post. I mean, no one gets that notification that says, you know, Scott hid this post. He thinks you went a little over the line a little bit. Do what you need to do for that kind of type of social media self-care. I mean, there's, I think you have to do that, particularly as we get into the waning weeks of the election here.
I thought that really, truly, the idea of the iOS 10, essentially in the new iPhone, really taking that space away from us, that lock screen, you know, where you had a picture of a kid or a picture of a sunset or whatever it is. The idea that this, the new technology, the new iPhone approach is to try and fill that space with as much clutter as they possibly can. And I just don't know too many people who go, yeah, more clutter, please.
This was the idea that we expect media to find us. We expect the important things to come and let us know that they are happening out there, right? And I think this is the inevitable, you know, problem with that, which is that when we expect things to come find us, you know, everything becomes important. Everything has the same level of a picture of your kid, or everything has the same level of a text from, you know, your significant other. And also, hey, by the way, here's a news alert. New Girl season 5 is available on Netflix. You know, like that's... I didn't even ask for that one. They were just like, we see you've been watching a lot of New Girl. You might want to know that the new season...
It's really taken this concept of being very passive in the way that your phone... You're aggressive to go find what you want.
Yeah.
But passive in the way that, you know, you're not... They're not necessarily coming at you. And that's changing, where they're like, you know, we need to get that person who's trying to relax, who's trying to shut it down. We need to get at those people. It's almost like there was a focus group that talked about it, and that's what they came up with.
Yeah. I mean, Apple has kind of looked at it and said the more people are engaged with their phones, the more likely they are to download new apps and spend more money, or, you know, here's all the different ways that you can have these micropayments sent into apps of things that you're buying, or, you know, new armor for the superhero game you're playing, or whatever it is. I mean, they've figured out that is a really good business model, and keeping people engaged in this sort of network and in this universe is really helpful.
Scott Smith is the director of editorial content at Teamworks Media. He's our new media contributor here on The Download. He also is the man running Frunch Room, which is a live lit series on the South Side in Morgan Park at Beverly Woods. It's coming up next week. What is that, Tuesday?
Tuesday, the 27th.
Tell
at 7:30. Yeah, this is stories of and about the South Side. All the people there are Southsiders. Either they're living there, or they were born there. We usually try to throw in a token Northsider for a little variety. but they're all South Side stories. And, you know, it's really an attempt to get at stories about the South Side that you don't hear about because there are certain headlines that are kind of screaming at you, and it's the stories of people who grew up in the 1970s playing baseball at Sutherland School, or it's the folks who hung out at Evergreen Park Mall, or it's the folks who were talking about food deserts in Englewood. I mean, it's all kind of reported stories, academic conversations, but also just a lot of fun stories that kind of make you remember what it was like to sit around after dinner, a couple of drinks, and hearing your aunt get a little boozy with stories of her childhood.
Well, the show is a live lit show. It's called Frunch Room. It's going to be at Beverly Woods, which is a restaurant.
Yeah, a restaurant and old banquet hall. That's right.
There you go. Scott, great to see you. Thanks for coming in.
Good to be here.